This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to Torah Shows with Maimon Elbaz, and we bring you the Living Mishnah. We thank Chaim Lacks for dedicating today's class as a zechut for Kalman ben Chaim and Shendel Basmam Ofrimid, zechronim lebracha. Mishnah 748 in our series is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas, our teacher, Ezra ben Esther, Alice, Zechet Tzadik Lebracha, Rabbi Ezra Cohn, the beloved former chief rabbi of Young Achiezer Torah Center. He did for children such a great service, and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes in Parshat Mishpatim that when a person does a mitzvah, it creates a malach. So I can't even imagine how many malachim Rabbi Ezra Cohn created all the years. He should be Melech Yosher for everyone. The Mishnah today is actually three Mishnayot. It's actually in Seder Nezikin, Masechet Shavuot, and we're going to be presenting Paragimel, Mishnah Tet, Yud, and Yud Aleph, because they're all related. The topic is Shavuas Bitui and Shavua Shav. To better help you understand it, Shavuas Bitui is when someone swears something that's unnecessary to swear. If he swears, he's gonna, in the name of Hashem, he's going to take a shower today, or he's not going to take a shower today. He's guilty if he doesn't keep his promise, and he will have to have a punishment. And this is elaborated in the Torah. Another example would be if he promises he's going to eat bread or he's not going to eat bread. And we find in the Torah, in a mention of this in Sefer Vayikra and also in Shemos. And basically, that's what our Mishnah is going to be talking about today. So the Mishnah starts like this. Shavua sha'ochal kikar zo. If a guy swears, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread. Okay, so he swears he's going to eat this loaf of bread. Or he says, Shavua sha'loch lena. Or he makes a shavua, the name of Hashem, that he's not going to eat that bread. Harishona shavuat bitui, vashnia shavuat shav. So when he said, I will eat the bread, so if he doesn't, so he obviously is guilty, and he's chayav. We're going to see what he's chayav. Shavua shelo achlana, if he says, I'm not going to eat it, right? So that's another case. He says, he swears he's not going to eat it. So he's shown a shavua bitui, the first case where he said he's going to eat it and he doesn't eat it, that's a shavua bitui. Vashnia shavua shav. And the second one, he's a shavua shav, because he ended up eating it. So, in the case where he says, I'm not going to eat it, and he ate it, that's Shavua Shav. So, it says the Mishnah, Achala Avar al Shavua Shav. If he ate it, he transgressed the Shavua Shav, because he said, I'm not going to eat it. Lo Achala, and if he didn't eat it, Avar al Shavua Bitui, he is guilty of being over on the Shavua Bitui, because here he said, I will eat it, and then didn't eat it. So, that's the Shavua Bitui. So, those are the kind of cases mentioned in the Torah. Continues the Mishnah. Shavuot Bitui Nuheget Banashim Banashim. Shavuot Bitui is a law that's applicable for men or women. Now, the reason why the Mishnah emphasizes this, because we're going to have a Mishnah coming up that says Shavuot Te'edut, where a person swears that he doesn't know a testimony, so that's only Shaykh to men who are able to be Eidim. Baruchokim Bakrovim, and this a law applies whether it's for his relatives or not. Bakshirim Bapsulim, whether someone's a kosher aid or not. Bifnei beitim, shalom bifnei beitim, mipi atzmo, whether it's in court or out of court, even from himself. V'chayavin, and what is the punishment? Al zedona makot, if he does it on purpose, he gets makot. V'al shigata korban olev yored. So in the olden days, they used to give makot and lashes with a whip. Even in some cities, they used to give lashes. If he did it on purpose, he was over on his shavua, he gets lashes. Or if he did it by accident, he's chayav korban olev yored, which means if he's wealthy, it's an animal. If he's not wealthy, it's a bird. And that is applicable to this person. Says the Mishnah, the same concept, Shavuot Shav, where Shavuot Shav is where a person lies. If For instance, he says, I swear this is gold. And really, it's not gold. It's fake gold. So he's over. Nohege ba'anashim ba'anashim. This applies to men or women. Baruch hokim ba'krovim. Whether he's swearing to relatives or not. Ba'ksherim ba'psulim. Whether it's a kosher person, apostle person. B'fnei beitim, shel b'fnei beitim, b'atzmo. Whether in court or out of court, even from himself. If he swears about eating a bread or not eating a bread and then he doesn't keep his word. So it'll be chayav. Chayavin az dona makot. We said he's chayav makot. Vashi kigata petunin. Now, if he does it b'shogeg, he would be patur. By the case over here. Why? Achadzo v'achadzo. Hamushpa mipi acherim chayav. So in both cases, if someone else made him swear, he would be chayav. Ketzad, for instance, lo achalti hayom. Let's say he said, I didn't eat today. He says, v'lo enachti tefilin hayom. I didn't put on tefillin today. Then Mashpiach Aniv Hamar Amen. If someone says, I'm making you swear, and he says Amen, and then we find out that he really did eat, or he really did put on tefillin, Chayav, it would be Chayav. Okay, this interesting Mishnah, and it should be a zchut for Aaron ben Shmuel, and whose yard site is this week. The whole series of Living Mishnah was established in memory of Mr. Henry Salem, whose third yard site is this week, and Li Nishmas, my father, Rabbi Avram, Alava Shalom. Okay, if you'd like to be mechazik this program, we appreciate it. And it should be a zchusot for Shalema for Eliezer ben Shana Reisel, Baruch Hashem Tovim. Thank you very much for participating.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.